We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Hei Mabez, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Hei Mabez. Zok the Mishnah, continuing the sugya of Maka Ova V'imoy, which we learned in the first Mishnah, the Ichayev Chenek. A Maka Ova V'imoy, Ein Echayev Ach Yasebem Chaburo. A Maka, someone hits his father or mother, he's not Chayev until he makes Chaburo. And the following thing is a Chumrah of Mekalel over Maka. Zech Choymer B'Mekalel Maka. There's a chumrah that Makal has over Makal. He might both chayiv misa. The chumrah of Makal is that even la'acha misa, even the acha misa after the father dies, if you Makal him, you chayiv va'inish. Mashain came, someone hits his father, and after misa, you potter. Why? Like we said, in the Gemara right before this, that there's no chabura. It's not shaykh to have a chabura, and therefore you potter. That's actually the pshat of Rashi. The Gilyan over here brings down a pshat in Sefer Chassidim. There's a little different pshat that a klala even has hezek for the neshama of his father, and that's possible afterwards, after Misa. Mashenke Maka, not shaykh to hurt his father after Misa. Tana Rabbal, Ove v'ime Kilel. It says in the pasuk by Mekalel, there's actually two different parashas of Mekalel. One is in parashas Mishpatim where it says Mekalel Ove v'ime Moisumas, but there's another parasha of Mekalel and Parashas Kedoshim, and says, "Ki ish ish asher kalos ovev ves imoy moishumos ovev v'imoy kilel domav boy." Now, and did we learn from domav boy that it's actually skila there? That's the einish there. But upon him, it says asher kalos ovev ves imoy moishumos ovev v'imoy kilel domav boy. So it says at the end of the parasha again ovev v'imoy kilel end of the pasuk ovev v'imoy kilel domav boy. It's an extra word. It started off. So, Shaila is, what are these words for? Talking about Avavimei Kilel Lachamisa teaches us that there's a chiyuv for Klal Lachamisa. Shiyachol, you would think Hoyel V'Chayiv. You would say Hoyel V'Chayiv Maka V'Chayiv Mekalel. Since you find the Chayiv Misa by Maka and Chayiv Misa by Mekalel, and you would say Mamatzinu. Ma Maka in a chayiv al mechayim. Just like by Maka, you only chayiv mechayim. After Makal in a chayiv al mechayim. By Makal also, may you only chayiv mechayim. Va'oid, it's a kavachayim even. Va'oid kavachayim. Uma Maka she'osa boy shloi ba'amcha ke ba'amcha. Ma doch by Maka, even if the father is not, is a Rosha, still is a Maka, and so has that chumra, still a chayiv lachamisa, not chayiv lachamisa. Mekalel shloi also boy shloi am ba'amcha kibamcha. There it says nasi ba'amcha loy saar einay din shloi chayv lachamisa. So first of all, it's a mamatzino. Just like Maka is not chayv lachamisa, Mekal is not chamisa, and even more, it's a kavachayim. Maka, which is so chamer, it's chayv every type of father, and still it's not chayv lachamisa. Mekal that's only by ba'amcha, of course, should not be chayv after misa. Therefore, tamaloymar. Therefore, it says in the pasuk the extra words even lachamisa. So, what's bothering you? Lachari said before that that's the hekesh mekal to maka, and therefore by maka also dafka oisamai samchei chayiv. Why we're saying over here that maka oisamai not chayiv? You said before not like that. So Rashi speaks out that shosso shaloi ba'amcha kva'amcha by maka the gabi hakol exib ba'amcha lamute sheni oisamai samcha. The high tana, this tana sovar. This is a pasuk in between, so therefore he doesn't hold as a hekesh. What's bothering you? Right. Yeah, I've seen the thing that chumrah. I'm saying the gavi this chumrah. Yeah, I guess that's not enough of a. There's a kavchem like gavi this. Yeah, there is a chumrah like this. Look, one of us. You have to go back to that mishnah to see if it's part of that mishnah. Yeah, but it's skila because it's dom and boy. That's why that's a skila over there. Correct that mishnah that mentions in the Yudkes Dov. It's not mentioned. This mishnah only says Maka. So right. So it passes that skila for it says there. That's what it says. Yeah, Makal v'ima is one of the skila. It's in the mishnah Daphne Gimel Amud Aleph. It's one of the skila. Yeah, but still the guy has this chumra. Enchanami has this. Chumra, so that's why I'm saying Tosh really asked. Your kash Tosh really asked. I'm saying a pircha. Tosh asked your kash. Tosh asked. But I'm talking about Mala Maka. She came mechenek. Talking about Makal the beskilo. So Tosh asked the kash a pircha. Even to ask a pircha. You saying a pircha? That's Tosfos Min Das. Tosfos asked the kasha that's a pircha. We're saying this has this chumrah, but Maisa does say a pircha all the way. That's Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the top. Taimar umal makas shkevechenek taimar mekal de beskilo. Yeshtovin he gufi alfin and hashda makal beskilo. That maybe he go by a fin and hashda the makal beskilo mekal chaim mekal. But he says maybe we'll learn out the kal chaim and yukasha. Lamaisa, what do you learn out? Lamaisa, but like upon him, I and Shom, what Tosfos says, but it's a good time that you're asking. But in any case, we are saying that the Makar for that even after Misa, the Isser Kalala is from the extra words, Aviv V'imai Kilel is telling us that those words are telling us it's Acha Misa. So we're Honey Chalor Yenison, the Miyais Lekra. This is only good, according to Rabbi Yenison, the Miyais Lekra. These words of Imai. El Rav Yeshia, you need those words. We'll see in a second why. Ma'ik le'meimah. The Talmud in a Brisa. We had this Brisa a few times already. Talmud in a Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, ki ish ish ha-sheikalos of Imai. So ish, ma talmud ish ish, le'rabois, to be marba bas tumtum v'adreganus. You would think only a man. How do you know a daughter or a tumtum v'adreganus is also chayiv for mekalos of Imai? It says ish ish twice. Then it says Ashikalos Ovis Imai, Ainly Allah Ovav Imai together. It's Makal both. Ovav Shlo Imai, Imai Shlo Ovav Menayin, Tamalay married to end of the parasha. These words, Ovav Imai Kilel, Ovav Kilel Imai Kilel, the Rabbi Yeshua. It's a dashing like this. In the beginning of the parasha, it says, Ki Isha Shashikalos Ovis Imai. It says Ovav next to Kal. And it ends off, Ovav Imai Kilel, it says Kil next to Imai. And teaches us each one by itself is Chayiv. So Fear of Yeshua, you need this pasuk for each one Chayiv by itself. Rav Yenison says you don't need that pasuk to for each one by itself. Rav Yenison says mashma shneim kechad, mashma echad v'nei asmai. Every time it says es avasimai, it's mashma one alone, one or the other, or both together. Actually, apart lachal kosev yachdav. Don't say yachdav like it says by like sachrosh b'shar v'chamor yachdav. Without saying yachdav, mashma even one of them. So it has to say yachdav to make it together. According to Rav Yenison, therefore he says here we know one, and therefore the end of the pasuk is taka extra teaches achamisa. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, how do you know the achamisa? Menolos, if Menolos go back on Rabbi Yeshua, how does he know that mekal achamisa? The end of the pasuk is needed for something. And for the Gemara Nafkale, you learn it from the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Mekal avimai moishumas. You learn from that pasuk that's even achamisa. Ve'idach. And what does Rabbi Yenison do with the pasuk in Parshas Shpatim? Mekal avim moizumas. V'idachum boyle rabbis bas tumtum v'adreganus. Coming to be marba even a girl. Freit the Gemara table of ishish. We just learned that from ishish. So Gemara fear of Yeshua at least. So Gemara no. Rabbi Yenison holds dibra tarik las mei adam that it's not a drash from those words. Freit the Gemara. The few what we just learned now that mekalel is only chayiv by oisei maise amcha. Mashenkin make, according to this brisa, is not chayiv by oisei maise amcha. That's what it is with kavah chaymer. So the list, the warden, I'm just to say, chaymer be make be makalol, sha make osa boi shloim be amcha ke be amcha. The make, your chayiv say if he's a tzaddik or he's not a tzaddik. Mashenkin makalol, ksovark, mashenkin makal. Makal is not like that. So why don't we say that chaymer in our Mishnah? That make is more chomer than mekalel, that it's even chay by ino isa maisa amcha. And for the Gemara, that our brisa argues on our Mishnah holds kusav makshina kala klala. You make a hekesh haka to klala. Since you have a hekesh haka to klala, so that's where you know that there's even a din of isa maisa amcha by haka as well. And so the Mishnah is arguing on the brisa, yeah. That's machlekes. Now we say that this machlekes. Comes machlekes. Very important machlekes. Mishnah in the Brisa. If by ino isa maisa amcha you chayef ha'ka. According to our Mishnah, you're not chayef ha'ka because it's a hekesh to mekal. And we said there's two pesukim very close to each other in Parashat Mishpatim. There's a pasukim between them, but they're very close to each other. And therefore, one man yamol that's a hekesh. One no, it's not a hekesh. Rashi Chumash mentions this. But upon him, the armist holds is a hekesh, and the brice holds is no hekesh. Therefore, m'hakos chayiv even by ina ma'isa amcha. So we're going to say this machlokes, our brice and the mishnah, maybe is a different machlokes tanoim. Lema hani tanoi kahani tanoi. The tani chayilun one brice. Kusi at the mitzava al kosoi. A kusi, you are mechayiv. If your father is a kusi, so you mechayiv al hakosoi. V'ina at mitzava al kolosoi. You're chayiv on hitting him, but you're not chayiv on cursing him. Vitani Yidoch, Yet I'm tzuva loyal klolasa v'loyal klolasa. Another brayse says you're not chayv either one. So what's the beer machlekes? Two brayses. So v'ruah the kuliyama kusim geri emesem. We thought that kuliyama kusim are considered Jews. They're considered Jews, but the ma'ase is off the darach Jews. The inner way says ma'ase amcha. So kusim geri emesem. So my labakim efigi. The marasova makshina kol klolah. That's the second brayse, and therefore you're pot on both. Or marasova loy makshina kol klolah. That our cause chayv inam inam ma'ase amcha. That's what the first brayse says. Yimachuiv al kosim v'chol klolasa. So it comes out this machlekes our mishnah and brayses. What is these two brayses? Something more I could say different. Lord, the kulam loy makshina kol klolah. Everyone agrees there's no hekesh and akar is taka chayv in es ma'ase amcha. So what's the machlekes two brayses? Simple. The marasova kusim geremes. First price holds that they're Jews. Therefore, you chayv akar, not chayv klolah because they ain't es ma'ase amcha. Marasova kusim geremes. Marasova kusim geremes. The goyim. Since they're goyim, so therefore, you're not chayv at all. So that would be the biyam machlekes. So, afraid to tomorrow, huh? Oh, you're not having anything, huh? You're not chayav on klal. If it is second price, you're not having anything. First price, you're only chayav on a kav because you'll get your emissary. Second price, you're not having anything. So afraid to kasha, you can learn like that. We learn like this: that one price holds gerir ms, and one price holds that gerir arayis. The okay, I'm Tony Allah. It says on the price that says you're not chayav for klal or for hakav. It says v'shoy roy ki yisrael. It says that his shar is like a yisrael, which means we know by a guy that has a shar. If the shor hurts the Yisrael's shor, he pays nezik shor no matter what. No chatzin nezik by a guy. And if you hit the guy, you potter. But by yid, there's chatzin nezik both ways. So it says in the brayse that even if you hold there's no chiv akar and for klala, still shorik Yisrael. So the klala will geri emesin. Al shmamina by kesha pligish shmamina. Must be both of them will geri emes. So what's the machlokes? The first brayse that says a chayif akar not for klala holds that you're not makish hakot the klala. It holds like the brisa that a koy chayiv by inam oisa maisa amcha. Mashiach the second brisa holds you are makish and therefore by inam oisa maisa amcha you are potter for hakot and for klala. So that's the same machlokes brisa and the mishnah is the machlokes these two brises. Zok the mishnah vayta,
huh?
Yeah.
If
yeah. We're coming at both Gary Emes, by the way. He's talking about the Havmin anymore. We're coming at both Gary Emes. Both brides will Gary Emes. Yeah. Both Jews, yeah. Kusher Gishol. And the Havmin, yeah.
Why you have
only one bride holds Gary. That was Machlaikas. The Fidat Tzad, the Machlaikas was if Gary Emes Gary Reyes. That's how it was. There was no Hakal Laklala. There was no Hekesh. The Machlaikas was is it Gary Emes or Gary Reyes?
There's no
Tzad
that Gary Emes have
either. No, of course not. They're good, yeah. Yeah, no Tzad. No Tzad. It's not the Mishnah Vaita. There's a parasha in the Torah that if someone kidnaps someone and then sells him, he's chayiv misa. The pasuk says, "Ki yimotze ish goyiv nefesh me'echov mebrei Yisrael v'samer boy u'mechare." It's a pasuk parasha Kiseitze. It says, "Someone steals a nefesh me'echov mebrei Yisrael v'samer boy, and he works with him u'mochar and he sells him u'meis haganav ahu rather u'mechare. That ganav gets misa." It's if he kidnaps, he uses him and then sells him. The loch is that you chayev misa. So zok the mishnah. I go even nefesh miyishol and a chayev atchir nesen on reshusay. If someone steals a nefesh miyishol, he's not chayev until he brings him into his reshus. It's not enough just to steal, pick him up or steal him in his own reshus. He has to bring him into the gan of reshus. Rabbi Yehuda, we need more than that. Atchir nesen on reshusay v'yishtamish boy. You have to bring him into your reshus and be mishtamish boy and to use him. Shnema v'same boy. Umachroy. You have to be use him, mishtamish with him, put him to work, and then sell him. That's when you chayav misa. So the mishnah vayta, goyin eves benoy. If someone steals his son, I'm not sure how that's possible. He steals his son, I guess he locks him up in his room. I'm not sure. He steals his son. Rabbi Shmuel benoy shabirka b'chayav. Chom poyit b'chol yipata. It's machlekes if you steal your son. We'll see in the Gemara what the beer machlekes is. Gonav misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrim. Someone steals a half eved, half ben chayrim. Rehuda mechayev, v'cham poitrim. Rehuda old yechayev, and a cham old yepato. Again, we'll see in the Gemara the bi'ah machlekes. So first, start with the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says, Tanakama says, the goyim nefesh miyishrol, you're not chayev to actually yechnesen on reshusa. Rehuda says you have to be misamer by, you have to use him. And the more than have a kasha, it's a pasuk. Rehuda is a pasuk. The pasuk says, ki yimotze ish goyim nefesh me'ochav mnei Yisrael v'isamer by u'macharoi. So what's found in Tanakama? You can't argue on a pasuk. Zok the Gemara, but Tanakama loy boy imor, Nafkamina is, if you mishtamish with him for a value less than a shava pruta, so according to Tanakama, yechayev for that. That's going to mention it. You don't even need a lot of imur. Ruda holds he did dafka imur of shava pruta. So everyone holds he did imur. Tanakama holds very minimal imur is enough, and Ruda holds he did at least shava pruta. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, gomvoy umechara yoshon. You stole this fellow, and he slept through the whole thing. He, whatever the case was, he had something in his system, he was sleeping good. And you stole him and sold him while he was sleeping. Mao. We'll explain the shayla in a second. Mao. Mocha isha l'ubra. If you sold the isha for her ubar, it means you stole the isha for the ubar, then you stole it. Mao. So what's the shayla? Yesh derech imar b'kach, and derech imar b'kach. Is this called being mishtamash dem or not? Like imar klal. There is no mishtamashas. Loitzricha, Yashon, the guy who was sleeping, the Zaga Aleha. You leaned on him. You used him as a pillow. And Isha, the Ukavape Zika. And the Isha, now that she was pregnant, she was very fat. And you put her in front of the wind, and she blocked the wind. So Derek Imra Bakach, is that called Shtamshus using them? Or Yadin Derek Imra Bakach? Or is not called Shtamshus them? My Teiku. Now, they speak out that this is only according to the Tanakama holds that Emer Pachas Shavu is enough. Obviously, using someone as a pillow is not worth much, or using someone to block the wind is not much. But according to the Tanakama holds that a minimal Emer is enough, that's the Gemara Shaila, is that enough? And the Gemara comes out with a Teiku.